Hi, I'm James Lisiak, and I'm here with Microsoft promoting coding for fun. All sorts of wacky projects that you can do, you know, in your spare time with .NET technologies, which is really cool. So what we've got over here is Unreal Tournament 3, but we've plugged it into the .NET framework. So what we have is an Unreal Tournament 3 server running on the internet, which is using our special modification, which actually sends out all the game info, so like where all the players are at all the time, what angle they are, where all the items are. And what we've done is we've taken that information and then combined it with a .NET library to actually take that information and put it into an object model. And then with that object model, what we've done is two things. The first thing, which you've probably seen over here, is the visualizer. And this is actually just a Silverlight 2 application which takes that object model that's coming from the server and basically just data binds it to the UI. So you can see here that this is different bots in the game, and this is like a top-down view of what's happening in the actual game, which is up on the screen there. So the other thing that we did with the game, object model, is actually create a starter kit which allows you to program each one of these bots, or any number of bots, in C# or VB, or any .NET language you like. Cool. So one of the things we got was a starter kit, which you can install onto any version of Visual Studio. So here I'm using Visual Studio C# Express, which is free. And you can go to File, New Project, and actually choose an Unreal Tournament 3 bot, like that. And if I click OK, it actually loads up a template bot for you. And so all the different things that are happening on the server, we've actually taken and put into our library, which allows people to actually see what's going on in the game. So here we've got a whole bunch of different events that might happen in the game that you can hook to. So there's unheard noise, you know, got a pickup, you bump something, and so on and so on. There's a whole bunch of them there. And you can just attach your event handlers to them and start performing some AI code. And the other thing is we have, you know, a whole bunch of commands that you can use to control your bot, so you can run to locations, you can rotate, and all that sort of stuff. So if I just show you here, I'll just choose a random command and tell it to perform an emotion, and I'll choose the fetching pelvic thrust emotion, which is always good. And then with that, if I just press compile and run this application now, what it does is that it's actually hooked up to the server now. And if I rotate the spectator and find the bot that I've just connected, there he is, and he's doing exactly what we just told him to do, which is the pelvic thrust animation. So the idea is that people can take this code and then they can create all sorts of AI bots with it, because as long as you know the AI code, you can simply, you know, create a fun looking bot and then, you know, connect it up to Unreal Tournament and watch it blast everyone to pieces, hopefully.
I mean, very nice.
The whole thing is we've got the whole source code on CodePlex, so absolutely everything from the visualizer, the Silverlight 2, all the way to the Unreal script stuff that's happening on the server is all free for anyone to look at on CodePlex, and you can download that and, you know, see how it works, even modify it for your own needs. Everything is completely free. And if you check out utbox.com, we've got a whole guide there telling you how to get started with it, so the various bits that you can download for free, you know, documentation on how to get it running, and even that starter kit that you saw me use earlier.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.